With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump revoking security protection for several former government officials. Here's Greg Clugston.
Even though they're out of government, former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and former National Security Advisor John Bolton had security details because of credible and ongoing threats from Iran. And so did infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci. But those protections have been cut.
At some point, your security detail comes off. And, you know, you can't have them forever.
The president insists the moves are not retaliatory, but all three of those individuals have fallen out with Trump in recent years. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, House Speaker Mike Johnson says Republicans were very surprised by Joe Biden's pardoning of his own family right before leaving office.
Pardoning his family for more than a decade of whatever activity, any nonviolent offenses, it was breathtaking to us. I don't think anything like that's ever been anticipated. And by the way, go look at the tape. 4 years ago, when it was just implied that President Trump might do something similar, they were apoplectic. Joe Biden himself, Adam Schiff, Chuck Schumer.
The Democrats remain flustered in a constant state of denial and disagreement, and so far splintered in responding to President Trump's push against illegal immigration. He is sealing off the U.S.-Mexico border to illegals trying to enter and deporting millions of immigrants who do not have legal status. On Capitol Hill, Democrats searching for a new message on border security and immigration, as polls continue to show broad support for tough measures. South Korean prosecutors are moving very quickly now against impeached President Yoon Suk-yeol on rebellion in connection with his martial law decree that plunged that country into political turmoil. This is SRN News. Young people want restrictions on abortion.
Democrats predict that America will become more liberal on the issue as millennials and Generation Z begin to take power, but a new poll suggests otherwise. The numbers come from a YouGov Survey USA study, and they reveal that nearly 70% of 20 and 30-somethings favor limitations on abortion. Only 9% say the procedure should be completely unfettered. Meanwhile, other polls indicate that people become gradually more pro-life as they age. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmakers in numerous states that ban abortion at all stages of pregnancy are considering further restrictions. In Oklahoma, a GOP representative introducing a measure that would allow women who obtain abortions to be charged with murder. A similar measure was introduced in South Carolina in 2023. It failed. Measure introduced in Mississippi criminalizes helping a girl obtain an abortion. This is SRN News. Well, today, January 26th, would have been Paul Newman's 100th birthday. His memory lives on not only in film, but also in the grocery brand charity that bears his name.
It's still true of Newman's Own Foods. 100% of the profits from the sales are donated to charity. The Newman's Own Foundation is inviting other companies to follow their lead as part of the late actor's centenary. It's easier for them to do so after Congress passed the Philanthropic Enterprise Act in 2018 during President Trump's first term, as long as they follow the terms of the law. As of 2022, Newman's Own says it had given away $600 million to charities over the years with a focus on supporting children. George Williams reporting.
Good news in South Carolina. Officials have recaptured the final four monkeys that had escaped 2 months ago. More details at SRNnews.com.